Almost 20 million Americans suffer from type 2 diabetes, in which the body has a hard time responding to insulin. That's as opposed to type 1, what used to be called juvenile diabetes, in which the body can't produce insulin. Type 2 diabetes, which is more often associated with diet and lifestyle, makes up about 90% of diabetes cases, increasingly in teenagers. What if there was a way to help their bodies process insulin and produce it without medications or daily injections? Well, researchers at Harvard University believe they found one. Professor Doug Melton is the co-chair of the Department of Stem Cell and Regenerative Biology at Harvard. He and his colleague Peng Yi say they've discovered a new gene that can be used to control type 2 diabetes in mice without using insulin injections. It's considered a major breakthrough in the treatment of the disease. It was published today in the science journal Cell. And Doug Melton joins us now. Doug, remind us again, why is this so important? What happens when a body doesn't have enough insulin?
Well, when a person doesn't have enough insulin, they can't make use of the food or the sugar that they eat in order to have any energy. So without any insulin, people wouldn't survive.
And as we said, in type 1 diabetes, the body can't produce any insulin. In type 2, they can't produce enough. What have you found?
Well, Peng Yi and I were very lucky to find a new hormone. This is a hormone that signals the body to make more of the little factories that make insulin, that is the pancreatic beta cells that make insulin. So when we inject this hormone or provide this hormone to a mouse, it more than doubles the number of these insulin-producing cells in less than a week. And we're excited about that because that improves the mouse's ability to control its blood sugars. And that's a very good sign that it's likely to do the same in patients.
And you're using the word hormone, but is it a hormone attached to a gene?
Well, the gene encodes for or makes this hormone. Uh-huh. So we've called it beta-trophin because it increases the number of these insulin-producing beta cells.
So you've got this gene that produces this hormone that produces more beta cells, which will then produce more insulin. And you have this in the form of an injection. Why is that better than the injections that diabetes patients have to take now to give themselves insulin?
Well, it's early days, and we don't know, of course, that it'll work in humans. Mm-hmm. But if everything worked well, we would make this hormone, and then a patient would inject it maybe once a month or once a year. And the advantage of that, as you indicated, is that first they would make more beta cells. It's always good to have more beta cells. But more importantly, these beta cells would control the patient's blood sugars very accurately, much more accurately than can ever be achieved by testing your blood and trying to inject the right amount of insulin. Diabetics have to test their blood several times a day, inject insulin, and no matter how careful they are, it's very hard, if not impossible, to predict how much food you'll eat and how much exercise you'll do. But our beta cells are experts at that. They evolved to do that perfectly.
So the beta cells almost take over for the blood strip tests and the little meters that tell you what your sugar level is?
They would do both. They would take over for the meter, mm-hmm. and they would take over for the insulin injection. So
yeah.
They read the amount of sugar and squirt out just the right amount of insulin.
We understand you're working with Johnson & Johnson to see if you can develop a drug. And as we said, this is regarding type 2 diabetes, which is more often associated with lifestyle. What about type 1 diabetes, in which the body has completely shut down and can't produce any insulin? We understand you have two children with type 1. Is this potential for them as well?
Well, I wish it were. We have to think more about how it might be applicable to juvenile diabetes. But our idea at the moment is that it may be possible to use this new hormone combined with some immunotherapy at the onset of type 1 diabetes to try to prevent or at least forestall the development of the disease.
And do you have any idea when you might have approval for an injection for type 2 diabetes for humans?
Well, that's always the important question, isn't it? And yet it's quite hard to predict the future. I know that it won't happen within a year, but I would hope that it would happen within a few years.
Quite something. That's Professor Doug Melton, co-chair of the Department of Stem Cell and Regenerative Biology at Harvard. The findings of Doug and his colleagues will be published today in the science journal Cell. Professor Melton, Doug, thanks so much.
Thanks very much for taking an interest in this work.
And, of course, we will link you to that study at hereandnow.org. Quite something. Well, coming up, a Pippin returns to Broadway. This is not your grandmother's Pippin, although that one was pretty good, too. This is in 30 seconds, Here and Now.